Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review their favorite book on the air. First today, a listener from Union City.
I was drawn to The Prisoner of Tehran by Marina Nemat. In 1983, the Shah of Iran was overthrown for being too rich. It was easy enough to manipulate public opinion. Under the Shah's reign, Marina's school days were carefree. She was a good student. Her parents were middle class and not politically inclined. Her story recalls the horror she faced as the Ayatollah Khomeini's brutal Islamic revolution imprisoned and murdered many of her friends. Their only crime was asking to return to their calculus and normal subjects instead of studying the Quran and listening to political propaganda all day. The simplest of pleasures of everyday life vanished. Fear ruled. At 16, she found herself locked in a crowded cell, being whipped into unconsciousness. "Tell us the name of your friends, and we will beat you no more." She knew they already had a list of her classmates. "I have done nothing." Blindfolded, she and others were taken from jail to its yard and tied to stakes. She feared she was to be shot. The sound of car squealing to a stop, with car doors slamming and shouting, was heard. Seconds later, she was untied and taken to that car. As the car sped away, she heard gunshots. Her friends had been murdered. Marina remained in prison with a life sentence for nearly 4 years. Twice, a man she hated saved her life. How did this girl survive to write her memoir? Now nearly 40, she is living out of Iran. Marina tried to bury her fears and her nightmares. Not until years later was she able to lay aside her life in prison, the loss of innocent loved ones, and the demons that made it impossible to reclaim a normal life. I recommend this book to everyone and urge you to look beyond her story. Again, the book is Prisoner of Tehran by Marina Nemat. This is Betsy Jeffries for BookSpeak.
Next, a listener from Portland.
Where to start? With the book, or the story behind the book, or the story behind the author? That's the problem with Ali and Nino. There are too many mysteries, too many puzzles. Let's start in Tbilisi. That's where I first encountered the book, in the Caucasus. It was the year 2000, and I was working on a project in the Republic of Georgia for a month. As I worked, I kept picking up on references to this book. "Read Ali and Nino," people said, "and you'll begin to understand the Caucasus." Without reading Ali and Nino, people said, "You'll never begin to understand this part of the world." So I sought it out, and I fell in love. At one level, I fell in love with the story itself, a marvelous tale of a romance between an Azerbaijani Muslim boy and an Orthodox Christian Russian girl during the final days of the Russian Empire, with the Bolshevik Revolution glowering on the horizon. Narrated by Ali, the Muslim boy, the novel took me inside his head, seeing the world, particularly the Western world, from a perspective I'd never encountered before. And then I fell in love with the story of how the book happened to exist at all. First published in Vienna in German in 1937, a dangerous time to be telling a tale of cross-cultural romance, Ali and Nino could have slipped into obscurity, but for the fact that it was discovered by a woman named Jenia Grammann in a secondhand bookstore in Berlin after World War II. She translated it and promoted it to English publishers, leading to its resurrection. And then, if that were not enough, I found myself seduced by the strange life of its author. If you come across a copy of Ali and Nino, which I hope you will, you'll find that the author is listed as Kurban Said. You might even find a copy that lists the author as Baroness Elfriede Ehrenfels. But in fact, the author's real name, before he changed it to Kurban Said, was Lev Nussbaum. How that happened is best told in a different book, The Orientalist, by Tom Rice, but that's another story entirely. I'm Jack Ronald for BookSpeak.
You too can review your favorite book on the air. Visit our website, bsu.edu/IPR, for all the details. Support for BookSpeak is provided in part by a grant from the Newcastle Henry County Community Foundation and the Delaware County Community Foundation. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak. I'm Brian Eckstein.